And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee.
Doing, Lou?
Oh, getting ready for some Hawks hockey.
There you go.
And whatever else happens to cross my path this fine day.
Nobody else transitions seasons like Lou Dickman. And the
and we're bringing in, and we're introducing the table extender.
Oh, no.
To the,
for the meat.
Yes. Yes. We are upgrading our buffet.
Uh-huh.
In anticipation of a crazy baseball season.
All right, there you go. Fans of Lou Dickman, an extended buffet. Sounds like a Trump thing.
No, an extended table.
An extended table.
The table extender extends the table.
Doesn't necessarily mean the buffet will be extended. But
correctly, correct, correct.
Lou,
yes.
Lou, do you want to go over your Oscar picks?
Yes, I do.
You actually did pretty well. You got 4 out of the 8 guesses. 4 out of 8. Not bad. I think
that's gonna be my best finish ever.
I think so, Lou. You got the you got the director right. You got the actor right. You got the song right, which was pretty impressive.
And I got the song right?
Yeah, that was the...
what song?
James Bond song, The Writing's on the Wall.
Oh, it had to be, it had to be number one guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job.
Okay.
And, of course, Lou, you also, we failed to mention our previous podcast, that you won the last Swami. Appropriately.
Yes, I saw that. I went out... with the Super Bowl, what do they call those, prop picks?
Prop bets, right, the proposition bets. Lou, you're an expert on wacky bets, and that's that's the lesson we all learn from that, so that's just totally awesome. Lou, and so spring is coming, Lou. You know when a young man's fancy turns to fancy?
Yes, and mine is turning into gardening.
Oh, you're going to garden this year.
I am going to garden. Yes, the Dickmans got themselves a little plot of land.
Yes,
at the corner of Rosemont and Granville. Yeah, we got our 3x6 little urban farm.
Awesome. So that medical marijuana will be coming, right?
Well, I'm looking for a low-growing cannabis shrubbery that'll mix in with the tomato plants.
All right, there's a tomato on that. Very good.
Yes, and I think it would help, you know, cross-pollinate the plants.
Right.
It'd be very interesting.
Correct.
You know,
right.
You might get a joint that smells like spaghetti sauce.
Or a tomato that would start the party, right?
Yes.
All right.
Precisely.
Lou.
And also with spring is coming baseball.
That's right, Lou, the baseball show coming up. Lou, I want to add Louis DePee to the panel. That means we need to get another Cub fan. Do you know another Cub fan that can sit with Kurt St. Cub and help him out?
Oh, by all means.
Okay. That name is not forthcoming, but by all means.
Well, I mean, offhand, probably one of the greater Cub fans that I know would be Guido Nardini.
I didn't think Guido was a Cub fan. I thought he was a Sox fan.
He hates baseball.
Well, maybe we should have him as the fourth. That would
his baseball is Giancarlo's football.
I see.
Yes. But, you know, nobody's really paying attention to the White Sox this year.
No, and except, of course, Louis DePee and Heather Walsh, who will have on
right,
the show.
Right, but I'm talking about our mainstream Chicago media.
Well, they're crowning the Cubs champions already, Lou, which they do every year and to their error and mistake for 109 years in counting.
Yes, indeed. But anyway, I am getting very interested in baseball season. We're firing up the hot dog steamer.
Have you
looked at... And it's just going to be old-style beer and hot dogs for baseball season.
Now, speaking of hot dogs, Lou, did you check out the Republican debate where they were comparing...
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. It's too much fun listening to sound bites.
Yeah, it is.
It is. You know, I don't have to, you know... Well, the way I look at it, and my unsolicited political view, coming from a Republican... And a Republican that believes that 2 + 2 = 4 because of the math, not because a greater being said so.
All right, sir.
All right, and also, I am a Nixon Republican.
Therefore,
who is just thoroughly disgusted with both parties.
Yeah, I think.
And we, you know, whatever happened to the art of compromise? Isn't that what politics used to be?
Yep.
The art of compromise, which is gone.
But now we
just got a bunch of weenies.
Speaking of weenies, Greg Potter wanted me to bring up that Lyndon Baines Johnson had a big Johnson.
Lyndon Baines, did you say Johnson?
So I wanted to make sure I shout out to Greg Potter because he wants you to acknowledge that.
And yes, and by the way, another shout out to Allentown. Speaking of weenies.
Yes.
Yakko's Hot Dogs in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Ding, 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 ding.
The Yakko's dog is one of the best dogs I've ever had. It rivals Capital Lunch in New Britain, Connecticut.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes. So if you get a chance and you're in Allentown, stop by Yakko's.
Now you're
Yellow
saying...
Yellow Potter sent you.
Are you saying that's better than the Chicago dog, Lou?
Oh, God. You know, Chicago violated the hot dog, and there's too much dough in their pizza.
Well, you know, Lou, the subject of hot dogs... is very Freudian in this podcast, but let's get that question of the week going.
Let's get it really Freudian.
We actually
catch up on the hot dogs.
We actually had a sandwich review, which I enjoyed, so I can bring back the theme song.
There you go. Now, more importantly, Peyton Manning.
Yes.
He's going to throw in the towel.
Yes. Now, the rumor was he wasn't going to, and now the rumor is he is.
Well, you know, you had bad moon arising.
You win a Super Bowl, you got to get out.
Oh, yes. But I think it was the mooning incident that kind of pushed him.
I think it was kissing Papa John.
No. Hey, if you're 21 Papa John's, you go for it.
All right, Lou, your question of the week. In
he owns a pizza and beer company. How do you not love Peyton Manning?
Exactly.
Oh, I mean, for crying out loud. And, just like Clinton, I didn't inhale. I was mooning the guy, and my nuts hit her nose. Fantastic!
Lou, this podcast is turning blue.
Yes. Peyton Manning is my man, and I called for a first-round Hall of Famer. And Papa John still sucks. I won't get a pizza. But when I'm in Colorado, I'll drink Budweiser.
All right, Lou, your question of the week. A young man's fancy.
I'm all ears. Let's go, Commish.
A young man's fancy turns to love in the spring. What does Lou's fancy turn to during the spring?
Gardening and baseball.
All right, there you go. He's
my new mantra.
You're pretty much
coming good to me by my little plot.
And the plot thickens, Lou. It doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Hey, have an outstanding Sunday, and Joe Bears! And see you later, Cornelius Bennett. You won't be missed.
Go Bears! This is the Commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Extension Service. When you need a little bit more, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou extends you!